Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We're going to move on now, because, and I think we're going to have more and more conversations like the following. It's inevitable, isn't it, in the next few weeks and months? It's really a war, are the words of my next guest in the Irish Times today. He was talking about the sudden and growing impact of AI on creative industries. As an animator and an illustrator, it seems he's on the front lines of all of this. Dermot Flynn, you're very welcome to the programme.
How are you doing, Cormac? Thanks for having me.
No, you're very welcome. And you're an award-winning illustrator, I should say, with a string of awards to your name. And you've worked with companies such as Apple and Disney and Adidas and on the list goes, Dermot. But you're on the front line here, aren't you?
Yeah, it's certainly become more obvious. I've been hearing a lot of kind of rumblings and grumblings about AI over the past year or two, and more recently the past couple of months, but it does see, I'm quite self-absorbed, only recently just realized how much it is going to affect me and everybody else, really anybody working in a creative discipline or industry.
Go on, explain that to me then. How will it impact the work of an illustrator?
Well, for instance, a lot of our work now is online. I mean, about 10 or 15 years ago, when Instagram and social media happened, there was a glut of images online and people posting stuff, and became the go-to way of getting work. But what's happening now is that a lot of generative AI, which I mean by generative AI, is AI kind of companies that create content using stuff online. They're mining those imagery to create their own images, which then is selected for use rather than being paid with kind of people, with creatives who have trained and have made this their kind of career and their life's work.
Yeah, but are those images that they're kind of effectively stealing, Dermot, off you and others, are they not copyrighted?
Well, they are, but you see, what generative AI is arguing that they're using those images that are online to train their systems, and they're arguing that it isn't a case of it's not a case of them violating copyright, but ultimately what they are and what they're doing is they're training their machines to kind of be those machines will create for them to be used rather than using images done by trained
So they might take Dermot's illustrations and Cormac's illustrations, God forbid, by the way, and others, and then mangle them all to create what effectively is a new image, maybe. Is that what it is?
Yes. I think the term used to describe such an image would be slop, I think is that what you describe it.
But this is obviously impacting, if I as a contractor, let's say, if I want an image or an illustration, it's obviously far cheaper for me to get AI to do it.
Well, it is, but, you know, it will be cheaper, but it won't necessarily be better. And what's happening recently is that the images that these systems are creating, are things won't be right. There'll be things wrong in them. There'll be references wrong in them. Mm-hmm. But I think it's not just like creatives' jobs that are being lost. I think there'll be a certain amount of richness, I think, that will go from human culture and kind of creativity. I was at the Bologna Book Fair in Italy there at the start of last month, and they were discussing this, how it will influence the illustration publishing industries. And it was really very negative. And if I speak now in terms of not just illustration, but like, you know, the movie industries, writing, music, what they spoke about was a complete dismantling of any kind of individuality, creativity and culture. You know, it's very grim and depressing, really.
Really?
And
so you're seeing the effect already. This is not something that's kind of coming down the track, so to speak. It's happening now.
Well, it is. I think certainly work. I mean, I have regular clients, so I'm quite lucky, and I kind of do a couple of different things. But I have spoken to other illustrators and creatives and writers, and they're noticing. Some have gone online and tried using some of the systems, and they have seen how, like, their images are already being replicated. I think recently some writers went online and they found how the generative engines were writing pieces of work reminiscent of what they were doing themselves.
Yeah.
Now, they're not necessarily better, but, you know, it depends who's discerning what's better and what's kind of proper to be used.
Yeah, there's also the major question that if the impact is going to be as bad as you say, and that's what most people are saying, what should be done about it? What could governments around the world do to protect crafts and industries and professions like yours?
Well, I think not all AI is bad. I think it can be very useful, and there's certainly going to be some areas of human activity and industry and civilization even that it will be useful for. But in terms of copyright, I think it should be really something that we should be championing, and certainly in this day and age, it's becoming more important. More and more important, certainly in Ireland. Like we are kind of world renowned for the creativity and the quality of our artists and musicians and writers. And that should be something that's kind of put to the fore and always championed, you know. Mm-hmm. I know that there is a advisory committee which is they've been established, and they are advising the government on how to deal with AI and ethical AI as well. So it's a very difficult question to answer.
Well, it really is. And it's one we'll have to grapple with over the next few years and certainly months, maybe. It's certainly urgent at this point. Dermot Flynn, though, illustrator extraordinaire, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.